You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Hello Sport Podcast. Here for a Thursday, home of unqualified opinion, unwavering bias, as you know the drill. Now, if you are watching this on YouTube, Punters Dribblers, you are seeing the early stages of the new HSP set. Background, a really sleazy, sexy, dusty fucking pink.
It's a sexy pink, Tom, and I'll tell you why we've gone with pink Punters and Dribblers, because it's a fucking tone setter.
Yeah, and it bounces nicely off the blue chairs.
It's like, bruh, I'm here to fucking relax and unwind.
You'll also realize that if you're watching it, we've got Tommy Tobler on the ones and twos with the fucking multiple camera angles.
The live cut.
Live cutting. So bear with Tommy, right? Tommy, not a live cutter of note in that he hasn't done a lot of it. So you might see some wild cuts here and there. It might be on the wrong person when the other person's talking. Heck, he might forget to press record.
Don't go too hard on Toby, dude.
No.
Because Toby's doing his best, and Uncle. we need to rally around this young buck trying to find his feet in the world, you know? Yeah. It's as simple as that.
Dave got his new set in front of the Fatty Vaughton glory hole.
Part of me wants to have him coming through it.
I was thinking that as well. He should be behind it and just have his face in the glory hole. That actually would be fucking hilarious.
It would be fucking genius is what it would be. Then pretty sure there's like a thing on the back of it that allows it to stand up of its own.
Yeah, it does.
Volition.
Its own volition, yeah. Its own accord, on its own terms.
I just want you coming through that thing because it invokes beautiful memories for me, Dave. Memories that went a little like this. We did a live show at the Bellevue. New South Wales humped Queensland into the earth. I think we put 50 on them. 50 and bounce.
54-4, I think.
Yeah, 54-4. And Dave got licked to death by Dribblers with his head through the Fatty Vaughton glory
hole. And didn't get COVID.
That is one of my great memories.
Yep.
2 weeks later, we were fucking locked down and life ground to a
halt. Basically for 6 months. I was thinking about this the other day, and obviously lockdown sucked, but there's an element, and I think that the further we get away from it all, it'll be one of those things that we also kind of look back on fondly. I know that may sound weird, and there are probably people whose like businesses and livelihoods were completely fucked who definitely won't, but I guess I'm more mean from like a life goes quick, and you don't catch up with all your friends, and you don't see all the people you want to. Like, you don't see everyone as much as you'd like. And even though we were locked down, I reckon I saw my mates more because we were doing fucking evening Zooms.
Dude, it was a social time, even though you weren't
seeing
with anyone.
Yeah,
I liked, and again, apologies to those that got fucked over by COVID. We're talking more from our perspective, in which case we were pretty sweet.
Yes.
It was nice to unwind. Like, life's pretty fucking hectic and things move really quickly. And in doing so, the days and the weeks roll by quickly and it can become overwhelming sometimes. But in COVID, dude, you'd get up at like 8 o'clock, 8:30, go for a walk, come back, sit down. You're ready to rock at like 10 o'clock, cruise, get through the day. Then you start having a drink at night, every night.
Every night.
On Zoom. Your mates are on there. By 10, 11 o'clock, you're pissed. You might be playing poker. You're having a fucking ball, bro.
Yeah.
You go to bed, you do the same thing. But there's no pressure to be anywhere or do anything.
That's it. You knew you weren't missing out on anything. And then everyone was just at home. And like the amount of, like when we'd watch Manly games, it was like,
oh, it was good fun.
The pro Manly rhetoric crew would jump on a Zoom and we'd just all be watching the games. And you
had the Olympics as well, mate.
The Olympics was on. Like there was just, again, you know, not to be a broken record. No one's here wishing for lockdowns to come back. Oh, hold on. It's probably someone who's been fucking parked in. Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, man, you got clocked in downstairs.
You took our car park, did you?
Yeah, sorry, mate. It was just fine and I didn't realise. I thought I was going to visit. I actually knew.
Okay, no worries, man. I'll come move it for you.
I'll meet you downstairs, yeah?
Good man.
Thanks, man.
When they're nice, dude, it's hard not to, you know. When
it's
nice.
In the Irish accent.
The Irish accent
it's,
as well.
I tell you what, dude, that Irish accent, that'll get you to do stuff.
Yeah, you know, like, you know? I come in expecting to be pissed off, but then it's like, I mean, that's just a nice guy.
It's just a nice guy. He's going about it. Look, he made an innocent mistake.
Well, I don't know if it was innocent, and I don't know if it was a mistake, and it was calculated intentional, but I can't
Do you think
angry.
He's hiding behind his Irish accent? Do you think he just he gets away with shit, and he goes, I can fucking,
dude, I can
I'll
charm
be able to manipulate
anyone.
You if you want, bro.
I can charm the pants up.
All I'm going to do is go open my mouth.
Or it could be that I'm scared of Irish people. you know, you got to park them in. You got to leave your number there because it just means I'm slowly eliminating the people who will park there. You know, some people might be like, it's petty. Park somewhere else. The reality is today I couldn't have parked anywhere else because there were no more parks in the fucking whole space.
But sometimes it pays to be petty.
Dude, it's not even petty. It's like, I'll park you in and then you'll realize that you're in someone else's park and you won't do it again. And then some other motherfucker will do it. And we're just going to slowly work our way through maybe the entirety of the building. But what were we talking about?
Lockdown.
Lockdowns. Shout out to them. I just think it was nice. And then not nice. It was fucking overwhelming. I think with anything, with time, you forget about how fucked some shit was. Fucked some shit was. Really well said there. You forget about how intense it was, how overwhelming it was, how much you were like, I am so sick of being stuck in this goddamn house.
Mate, it's like when you go for a run and you're hating every second of it. And then like an hour later, you're like, oh, that was all right.
Yeah, you're almost like, I could have pushed that harder.
I could have pushed that harder. That was fine. You're only saying that now, dickhead, because you fucking stopped and you've had a bottle of water and you've had a shower and then you're laying on the couch. Yeah. Like, it's all good now, obviously.
And before. I'm very confident before a run. And then about 30, 40 meters in, I go, oh, no, I'm not going that hard. You know what I mean? Like, it hasn't even hit a K yet and I'm fucking...
I find the first K is tough.
I find the second K tough.
It takes me a while to fucking get the bod warmed
up. I reckon first, and again, you're talking to a couple of runners here who are training for a marathon, sorry, but I reckon the first maybe like 150, 200 meters for me, hard as hell. My back sort of hurts a bit, my lower back.
Same dude.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm like, it's like I try and do a warm up, but it's also like I find them arduous. And
yeah, they are.
Do you know what I mean? But I try and put in the hard yards, but I find my body's just – like the run I went for the other night in Centennial Park, my back was fucking not good for like the first K, K and a half.
Yeah, it warms up.
And then it warmed up and it lubed up and then we started moving and shaking and we got into a bit of work then.
I wore the complete wrong underoos.
What did you wear?
They're just like, just briefs. They're just like briefs.
What sort of briefs?
Just normal Bonds fucking briefs.
Like those ones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never know either. I'm not even 100% sure.
Like trunks?
They're like tight boxer shorts.
Not undies.
No, not undies. Tight boxer briefs. Shorts, I guess.
Briefs. No, they're not boxer shorts.
No, but like as in boxer shorts are shorts, right? So these are shorts that are tight to your skin, but they don't go down that long.
Would you call them briefs or trunks?
I think you call them briefs.
Or trunks.
Option B, I think option briefs. C. I think they're...
Like your undies, which are the regular ones.
They're pretty much option B with maybe a slightly longer leg.
I don't like undies anymore. Haven't for years.
No. I'm not a big undie
guy. Not a vibe for me.
Not a big undie guy.
Not a vibe at all.
I find they get a bit G-banger-ish sometimes as you work throughout the day.
I find they're a bit tight on the junk.
Oh, they're very tight on the junk.
They don't handle your fellas well enough, I don't think. They're not cupping you. They're like... Yeah, stay there, cunt. Yeah. Like, I don't like that.
No, you feel like they're putting them in a straight jacket as opposed to...
Yeah. Don't put my junk in a straight jacket, mate, because it's not going to be happy about that.
But I wore those, because we have been sent some step ones, not an ad, but we were sent some.
They're pretty fucking good.
They're pretty good. Like,
I'm just going to be honest, and this isn't an ad.
This is not an ad.
We were sent step ones because we're influencers now.
Look.
And I got to tell you, they're pretty fucking good.
They are. I can't help it.
I've got them on right now.
This will be the last ad you hear. Not an ad, but like the last, and it probably won't be the last, but I mean, we'll obviously try and get a little corporate fisting from it, but they're good.
They are good. And it is what it is. You didn't have your step ones on though.
So I ran, I was only going for a lap, or not a lap, I was going for 4Ks. That's like my base. I
lap
run
4Ks, lap and a
that's a lap and a bit of Centennial Park. At approaching 3Ks, I was like, oh, this chafe is so bad, I'm just going to call it at a fucking lap, or at 3Ks. Well, I can't remember, but around there, I was like, fuck it, I can't do it anymore.
How bad? What like, not describe that, not, the chafe.
I was like waddling with my legs out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I'm swinging.
So you were running like a duck?
No, I was running like a duck and constantly hands down the pants trying to, because with briefs, right, the amount of leg you have like that comes down that could potentially aid in chafe-based issues is pretty small, right? So I was constantly trying to drag them down to like block the problem areas and then it would just ride straight back up. So I'm like waddling like a duck. Thank God it was pitch black.
You didn't have your step ones on?
Didn't. But so... I was waddling like a duck in the dark and in a bit of pain.
Constantly with your hands down.
Constantly hands down the pants. Whilst trying to hold my phone with the torch, because it was literally like fucking pitch black. I couldn't see shit.
And
was
were
like,
you running with a torch?
By the end of it, bro, yeah, I had my light on my phone. Bunch of runners did. I saw other runners doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, fuck off. It's not that dark.
No, it was, bro. I couldn't see a thing. You were also running on the road. Maybe that helped. But I was running on the path. There was puddles and mud.
I just followed the white line, yeah, which you could see, which is picking up light.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wasn't. So I'm trying to do all these things. And then I'm getting to 4K, to 3Ks. And I'm like, dude, listen, this isn't fun. But... like a marathon is going to be so much worse, and you have to just show even the slightest bit of fucking get up and go about. Yeah, if you try and pull the plug now, you are fucked for this marathon.
Yeah, yeah, you got to show some grit.
It's about trying to attitude change, attitude change, attitude change. So I finished my 4 kilometers, very impressive. But my fucking chafe, dude, it was bad, and it was bad the next day. And I wore step ones all day, didn't go for a run. Just warm to keep my legs apart. I needed to separate them.
You got to separate them, mate. You got to keep them apart because the thigh has a natural tendency to want to rub together. They want to fucking hang out. They want to be best buds.
They want to make fire.
They want to make fire. Thighs want to make fire, and that's a problem that man's faced since the dawn of time.
Yep.
It's as simple as that.
We're getting back into a fitness routine, though. We spoke to Josh the other day. This is all part. We will be documenting the marathon journey.
We also, punters and dribblers, there will be details emerging.
Yeah, do you want to run a marathon with us? I mean, like, I don't want to run a marathon, but I will be buoyed by the inclusion of a bunch of punters and dribblers.
We will be running the Sydney Marathon. I believe it's September 18th. If I'm a little off on the dates, fucking...
Sue me.
Sue me, brah. Get over it. Pretty sure it's September 18th, Sunday, Sydney Marathon. We are running. There will be a mental health bent.
We're raising money for
mental health. That's right. Tom and I will be documenting it via a YouTube series.
Marathon Man.
Marathon Man. Coming soon.
And by soon, closer to September.
But
well, that's not soon, far off.
It's not that far, dude. It's really not that far. We also, I think, will be doing like a Hello Sport. I don't know how it works.
Punters and dribblers crew.
Like a punters and dribblers crew. So if you're a punter or a dribbler and you want to run or be a part of running on the day with us, then fucking we'll be sharing details on how to sign up, I believe. I don't know many details myself, so I'm just
now,
sort of trying to fucking
the problem here
out.
Is punters and dribblers, what you're hearing is that Eddie, the man who got us into this fucking mess, and by mess I mean having to run a goddamn marathon at 30, whatever.
You didn't have to join him.
Well, I did, Eddie. I did have to because what I do.
Because you made the right stuff.
I don't leave my friends behind.
Yeah,
like
good
you
man.
Left me behind in Brisbane taking grenades from dribblers. I'm not gonna go into it, but I'm just saying that's, you know, I don't leave friends behind. So I will run with you.
Yep.
I will get myself into absolute fucking tip top.
I can't wait to see you in marathon, Nick, dude.
I hope I get in it.
I want to see you in marathon, Nick. I reckon you look hot. You know what I think you might look like? Like first year Bathurst, hot as fuck, Burma, you know?
But with a beard.
With a beard.
Which is probably all I was missing.
Which means you're the triple threat, mate. the hair, the beard, the bod, dude.
It'd be nice to not be fucking sloppy.
Yeah. Like, we'll get running singlets and shit. It'll be a hoot.
Yeah, we'll
it'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll work it
but
out.
But details
we'll
to out. Come. I think we're just under 4 months out, punters and dribblers. So if you want to do it with us, I'd be getting out there and I'd be fucking pounding the pavement.
Maybe a couple of get-togethers. I know everyone does run clubs and we're not... I certainly am not promising a run club. That's what I'm going to say this. But
you're promising to think about...
We're promising to think about maybe doing one at some point. It might be one, it might be none. It might never, ever happen. But in the training process, if we've got a bunch of dribblers who are all like trying to become great like we are,
yeah,
then maybe it's called a... You know, we have some sort of like greatness meetup.
Have you ever thought about... becoming great? Like, have you ever woken up one morning and gone, do I have what it takes to be great?
I wouldn't mind being great today.
Fuck, dude. Imagine being great. We're offering you the opportunity to be great.
With us.
Via us.
Through
with
us.
Have
you had a cold shower yet?
I had one. I swear to God, I had one. But I haven't had any more.
Dude,
that's just a reality.
I start my day now.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, you've got to. Just try it for a week. It's not that... I tell you what it...
I fucking hate it.
So do I.
I'm pathetic, I know.
Think about Anthony Joshua, who we'll get to, actually. But I just somewhat, because now dribblers have just tagged me and fucking people talking about cold showers because it's just like ridiculous. But, and Harry Garside. Harry Garside hasn't had a fucking warm shower in a year. Not one. Anthony Joshua says he does it every day. Now, he's no longer a world champion, but that's no reason to knock the guy. But it's about putting yourself in uncomfortable situations so that when the uncomfortable situations present themselves, punters, dribblers, I hope you're on me right now, Tobler. I hope you're not on a wide shot. When the uncomfortable situation presents itself, you go, uncomfortable? Try having cold showers every day. I'm ready for anything.
So is that how it works? So like at 30 Ks when you've got 12 Ks to go and you're in the fucking hurt locker and you're chafing within an inch of your life, nipples and the bleeding, shin splints are fucking flared up and your nipples are bleeding and you're in tears and you're about to collapse.
Shit yourself. Apparently you shit yourself
covered
when you
in,
run.
You're covered in poo. Are you telling me that in that moment you're going to be able to tap into the cold showers, yeah, and what they, yeah, provided, yeah, yeah, you? All, yeah, right. Well, that's powerful stuff, too.
Yo, bruh, I've been fucking harder places than this. Try having a cold shower for 30 seconds in the morning. In winter.
You think this is hard, mate?
Yeah.
That ain't nothing, bruh.
Nothing.
What about at night? Do you go warm at night?
Yeah, I'm still not. I'm not at cold at night yet. I'm still a bit of a pussy.
So you haven't really been like...
Well, no, because I think the start
cold
of the day...
Cold at night. Nah, cold at night. That's
no,
big
cold in the
stuff.
Morning is actually worse.
You reckon?
Yeah. Because... Why? Because the morning, it's fucking freezing in the morning.
It's freezing at night.
No, it's colder in the morning. Because the day has been warmed. The earth is cooling from the sun during the day. It is colder in the morning. Don't fucking question me. It's definitely colder in the morning, but it's also like the way you start. Your nice warm hug in the morning to get you going. But it actually gets you going way more in the cold. Now, do I want to start becoming just a cold shower operator exclusively? Yes. Do I want to retire the hot shower from my life? Yes. Has my psoriasis ever been worse on my legs? No. It might be the worst it's ever been. Apparently, if you listen...
So is it not working?
No, I'm still fucking having hot showers.
Right.
So if you listen to Charlie of pilot.com.au fame, promo code dribblers, first doctor's consult for free, he says that Wim Hof says, oh shit, that if you have cold showers... then psoriasis goes away.
Is that what Wim reckons?
Well, it actually might be not Wim. Who's the... Stay hard!
Goggins.
Goggins. I think maybe Goggins.
Goggins wouldn't have had a hot shower in fucking 40 years.
No.
Are you... With your psoriasis, obviously it's an issue for you, old mate.
Like, I mean, you know, you learn to live with it.
If Goggins is telling you that cold showers exclusively fixes the problem... Why don't you just walk it out and have a cold one at night and just see if it works?
I might. That's the plan. See, it flares. See, like, if I don't know if you can see that. You could see it.
You wouldn't be able to see it.
You wouldn't probably be able to see it. But you would, if you, at the end of the day, and probably more so after a fucking hot shower, this is as red as the devil's dick. Like, it is fucking red, dude. And you're like, oh my God, I look like I'm dying.
So just fucking put the hot shower away, mate. Go
the
cold.
Problem with the nighttime shower, Eddie, and I'm sure that the dribblers are loving this conversation, that's when I get my soaping done. I soap at night. The morning's about waking up and just rinsing off the nighttime sweat.
Could you get to a place, and again, keeping in mind you're running a marathon this year, go internal... Go within yourself, get in that cold shower and soap up there and then.
Yes.
I think you can get, I can think you can reach that point. Like how long do you need to soap?
Well, to be
you
honest.
You can get your soaping done in a minute, easy.
I'm also, I think, doing my bit for the environment because if it's a warm shower, you might not see me for 6 months. I'll be sitting in there for so long. I love a warm shower. But now, daddy's in and out inside of a minute, probably a minute and a half. Minute.
You can get enough. You can get soap and done.
Of course
you
can, dude. Of course you can, but it's fucking cold. That's all it is. It's like I wouldn't mind just like being able to enjoy myself while I soap my body. You know what I mean? Who doesn't enjoy a good soaping?
Yeah, I get ya. What soap you rocking at the moment?
Just a Dove pump, mate. Just a Dove pump.
Just a Dove pump.
Shout out to Dove. Shout out to pumps.
Shout out to pumps. Shout out to Dove.
Shout out to pump soap.
Pump soap is one of the great inventions.
Of all time. That's kind of, you can say that. Liquid pump soap.
You would, that'd get you going as well because you're a germaphobe. And the idea of sharing soap, I think, would probably trouble you.
Yeah, you know what, Eddie? It does, but it
can
also...
soap by its very nature, punters and dribblers, be dirty. Do you know what I mean?
It's a good question.
Like, can soap become dirty?
This is a dirty soap. How would is
you,
that
can you pick up a block of soap and go, this soap's dirty?
Well, I think you could.
A bar of soap? Mm.
Cake of soap?
Cake of soap? I don't like that they call it a cake of soap because I think a cake and I'm like, we can't eat that. Yeah, it's a bit cruel.
You're denigrating cakes globally, but it is what it is, right?
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, if you pick, sometimes you look at the soap, you're like, that soap's dirty, but is it dirty? It's actually clean.
It's a mind melter, and you've put me in a literal mental pretzel, and I'm not sure. The problem that I have, and I can use soap.
Because you don't use soap that other people use.
No, but see, the
because
thing
you're
is...
Because you're of the opinion that it's dirty,
no,
but therein lies
so here, the conundrum.
The conundrum.
But I also do, or have done in the past, used a communal cake of soap, right? I have. But it's certain scenarios, certain situations. What I would say is that the thing about the soap is that it's constantly shedding layers, right?
It's getting smaller.
It's getting smaller.
Yeah.
Like a gobstopper for your asshole.
Yeah, it gets smaller to the point where you go, hey, I've had enough with you, buddy, and you just slip it through the drain.
But do you remember when it would get so
skinny enough and you're like, goodbye?
But it would also get so thin you could fold it in half.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then thicken it up again and go, oh, we got a few more goes out of this.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, mate, I've gone really, like, to the very end of the earth. To the point where it's literally come apart in my hands.
And I'm like, all right, let's try and get as much as we can.
Yeah, like the final days of Rome, dude, with this fucking thing.
But so with that, I think as the soap is shedding, it getting smaller, what could be perceived as the germs on it are actually going away, so it's constantly clean.
But would there be germs on soap, or would they be killed instantly?
Or do they just wash away instantly?
Do you know what I mean? Like, or is it dead germs on there? Are they dead on there?
You could rub poo on soap.
And is the poo clean then?
No. I think you've got dirty poo on a clean soap, and then the soap would be able to be restored pretty easily if you just got a couple of the layers off.
Yeah, because if you're wiping a soapy poo onto you, it's still poo.
There's still
right?
poo there, dude. Poo is poo, no poo matter which way you slice it.
Well, poo is poo, and poo can't be cleaned.
You can't clean a poo.
You can't. No. You can try to polish one and present it nicely, but...
Well, that's the famous saying. You can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter.
I read an article the other day, just a tiny little shift,
seems
about
like a
practice that's happening. The article alluded to this going on in the Middle East, but it could be happening anywhere, where wealthy gentlemen are paying people to...
Shit on glass. Yeah.
What's that about?
Dave, can I need you to get the name?
Yeah. Is that like a sexual thing?
I would imagine that they're laying there touching themselves or getting sucked off. Yeah.
That's nothing new. I don't know if it was Jimi Hendrix or like an old blues guitarist. Was it Hendrix? Tobler's nodding. But there's some old rock and roll story that like, yeah, on tour he used to lie under a glass table and get groupies to shit there.
Yeah.
So it's nothing
what
new.
The
can you find out what the term is?
What's the kink there?
I also, just a side note.
Because you're not actually getting shit on.
I'm not going to...
It's suspended above
you. Yeah, no, it's a visual thing as much as anything else. I also, and this, there's a lot of people on this show, so I'm just not incriminating anyone in particular, but I got told there's, what's the Celebrity Apprentice on Channel 9?
Yeah.
One of the contestants on there likes getting pissed on. Is what I was told, allegedly. One of the contestants on their likes getting pissed on.
Like lay down, I'll urinate on you? Or
listen, I know it's in a sexual manner. It's not sort of just like, oh, you want to come around and piss on each other? It's like...
Like, there's a lot of admin there. Surely you do that sort of thing in the shower? Or does that lose
down,
its luster?
You could lay down like a towel or one of those... What's the thing that you have when you used to piss the bed? Like those plastic sheets?
You'd need the plastic sheet. Mate, like... Because you can comfortably soak a fucking towel pretty quickly.
You can soak a whole mattress, mate. Like, let's be honest, if you need to go.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Now you've got a fucking, now you're soaked, you're drenched.
When I usually get my large Macca's coffee when I've got time to come in, I'm pissing for like 6 days after that. Like, you could absolutely drench a human being.
Mate, I think if you came in ready to rock and roll, you were absolutely busting, you'd pounded a large ice long black. You could, I think, possibly saturate a mattress to the point where it seeps into the other side.
It's a write-off. You could ride off a mattress.
I think you could ride off a mattress with a heavy flow. Yeah. A heavy stream.
Heavy stream. I think. Dude, sometimes if you need to go, you can be standing there. Like, I've been to the.
Dude, I remember.
I started laughing at myself before.
I've laughed at you.
This is ridiculous.
I've laughed at you before. Once, I remember. It was fucking absurd. It went. I'm talking like, I reckon we pushed into 3 or 4 minutes, dude. This was, it was fucked up. I was on a bender once and it just wouldn't stop. And it just kept going and it got funnier and funnier and funnier. It went for so long. It was literally
one of the great pisses all time.
One of the great pisses all time, but a mattress ender.
Yeah, this thing, dude. Yeah, that thing will wipe out a mattress.
That could have wiped out a king, bro. Yeah.
That's like a Yellowstone volcano version of like...
Yeah, that was a super volcano.
So I've done a bit of research here. I think it was Chuck Berry, the one I was thinking of, who was noted for his affinity for
Sorry,
poo.
Jimmy.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Sorry, Jimmy. Not you, dude.
Wasn't you, bro.
He paid out millions of dollars in like court cases and stuff because not only did he do that, but he also set up like recording devices in women's bathrooms.
Well, that's disgusting.
But like, yeah, just for that purpose. But and on
Urban, wait a minute
on oh, Urban, for poo based purpose
yeah for poo based
but has
purposes.
He got it in the bowl or is he just like to know that
I think he probably
shooting?
Likes the sounds
yeah I think it is audio because this is like 70s or
okay,
something
okay so. He's a muso yeah. So it's all he's an audiophile he just likes the
but I have
dude,
found
you should come to a men's bathroom on a Monday morning
why would you be in the female
dude what are
dude,
you
you're
doing?
Gonna get way more out of the male dude
you
holy
get paid for a buck in the bloke's bathroom
oh my god
mate there's nothing more fucked up than a men's bathroom just between wait. Like the hours of 7 in the morning
yeah,
until
yeah.
maybe 9:30
yeah oh shit yeah
fucking
dude,
disgusting
mate I'd you gotta pick your battles I remember I used to work in the city and There was a two toilet operation and there wasn't enough floor to ceiling coverage for mine.
Yeah.
And they were too close together. They were quite cramped. I'm like, if someone came in, I'm like, if someone else was in there, I'm like, I'm out. I used to go to a different floor. Because,
really?
Because it's just sometimes it gets, because there was a couple of rogue operators on our floor that used to fucking get into their work and just an overwhelming
look, I
experience.
Get it. A bit of stage fright when you're trying to take a dump.
No, it's more, it's more about
them. Yeah.
It's a them issue.
I struggle, and again, I can't smell, so I don't know what I'm dealing with.
Like, one bloke used to go through, just to sort of cut you off, used to go through rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to stop wiping your ass, bro, because this is getting fucking outrageous.
I've got no issue with someone.
I'm talking a 15-minute wipe, mate.
I mean, but what sort of poo is he doing? You know, there are some times.
Ongoing.
Right, but exactly. Like, you know.
Just never seem to end.
My old man was telling me the story once, and I'm going to butcher it, but it was, I think he sort of, it was just like some funny yarn with these dudes on a golf course, and I won't retell it to sort of, because it wasn't a joke, but it was just, he was laughing at the conversation about like, there are certain times when you take a dump, and you know immediately that you're in for like a long haul wipe. You know what I mean? Like, some of them are like clean snaps, and so and then you go, oh, dude, this one has somehow found its way all across my cheeks, and like, it's all across my cheeks, and it might be way too high. Like, I don't know how. How did
it's
this
up
happen?
My back,
it's
dude.
Up my back. Yeah. Like, there's just someone.
I'm
you
wiping
get there.
Shit off my lower back here, dude.
What is going on?
Like, sometimes you go, I've got to have a shower.
Yeah, I need to literally just turn the shower on and just hop straight in.
Because I don't know what's going wrong here.
Something's gone wrong.
Something's gone amiss. Am I sitting wrong?
At a foundational level, yeah. Maybe it's an ergonomic issue of like how you are sitting. But
well, supposedly we don't. You should be squatting,
dude. You're meant to have these things where you like raise your legs.
Well, you're supposed to be squatting.
Well, I know, but this mimics that.
Sure, it does mimic it, and you're absolutely right. Point.
Drop hole's not for everyone. I've been there. It's a nightmare. Drop holes are fucked.
Do drop holes have their place?
But they. The
not
problem
my
with the
life.
Drop hole though is that you. It's putting a lot of pressure on knees, and basically it's assuming that everyone has good knees.
The problem also with the drop hole is it takes away the ability to unwind. You know,
taking a shit becomes
I'm on my throne,
effort.
I'm in my own space. I've got my phone in the old days you'd have a fucking
newspaper,
you know, a Playboy, a penthouse there or
National
something.
National Geographic,
whatever. The toiletry offering was whatever
got you hard,
but now it's a phone. Now it's a phone, obviously, and you just sit there and you unwind and you decompress.
Yeah,
and 5 minutes quickly becomes 25, but that's fine.
Well, sometimes
because you're sitting,
but it's also good because I think you don't want to force a poo out. You need to just coax it out, like you're trying to get a cat back inside, like you know. You don't want to push it because that's bad, I think, for your insides. You just want to let it slowly, like, you want it to feel comfortable.
Well, you want it to come out of its own.
Of its own,
volition.
On its own accord. On its own volition. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Here you need it to, you need to fall out.
Because if you need to fall out. If you start pushing it out, there's a very real chance that you aren't even getting all of it.
Well, sometimes you need to push. And sometimes the other...
Sometimes you do have to push.
But sometimes there's times where you're like, oh shit, I'm in the fucking trenches now.
Sometimes you have to birth a poo.
Yeah.
There is a reality to taking
shit. There is.
And sometimes you've got to birth one.
Not often. I'd say, fuck, one in 50 poos I'll have to birth.
Yeah, and that's usually when you've been living hard, I think.
Well, you've fallen on hard times.
You've fallen on hard times, and you're not eating things that maybe loosen stools. It's you're eating things that are...
You haven't had your daily intake of Sultana brand.
No.
And it shows.
You've been gummed up maybe from 19 cheeseburgers, for example, and you've got to birth something every once in a while. Maybe two or three in that case, but birthing done. Triplets.
Yeah. Look, if you have 19 cheeseburgers in 6 hours, you may have to birth triplets. That's just a reality. You may have to birth triplets.
You may have to birth triplets. But usually, if you just give it time, you can coax them out pretty easily. You know what I mean?
If you're comfortable.
If you're comfortable.
And you're in your own space.
You don't want
Are you a public toilet guy?
I will shit anywhere.
Yeah, I can do a public toilet, no problem.
My old man, my brother, they're like, when we go to cafes, it's like the first thing I do, I'm like, I gotta go. And
I can get a Macca's,
like,
KFC.
What is wrong with you, dude?
I don't pick or choose. Obviously are pretty rogue setups, but I'm not sitting around on this thing, dude.
No. Like, but the problem is, well, not the problem, the thing that is weird, and especially for someone like me, who is, you know, a bit germophobic, again, not really, but I am sort of, when it suits me, so I'm actually, like, probably just a fucking hypocrite, but is the idea that, like, in no other setting will I sit on a toilet that a human's pissed on. In the sense, like, in terms of, like, oh, yes, yeah, so there's piss on the seat, or there's piss on this chair. It's like, oh, let me just wipe the piss off that chair and I'll go and sit on it with my skin.
Do you...
Sometimes, if you've got it.
Do you square off some toilet paper to protect the rim?
It depends. If there's... I don't just do it like...
Give it a wipe, but that's it. No,
I'm dealing with a clean seat, then no, I'm not going to put paper down. But if there's piss on it, then I'm wiping the piss off, then I'm layering it with paper, and then I'm sitting
there. Yeah, I don't bother layering.
And I will always put a landing in there because the last thing you want is a drop of toilet water up your
door. Oh, I think you land. Yeah, you generally land.
You got to have a...
In that environment, I think you need a safety net, as it were.
You do not want toilet water up your butthole.
Because it will.
It goes straight up there.
It'll find a way.
It always does.
Just to bow this conversation, to get back to the act we were talking about before of laying under a glass table and having someone defecate on top, Urban Dictionary calls that a glass bottom boat.
A glass bottom boat.
I'm cool with that.
The article I read was throwing around crazy numbers that some of these guys are willing to pay to get glass bottom boated.
Yeah, is that in the Middle East?
Yes.
Yes, they're like big, like rich sheiks and
sheiks
oil
and shit. Yeah.
Because you'd probably be like executed if they found out you were doing weird shit like that in some of those countries.
I know.
I think they're a law unto themselves at some point.
I think like some of those men over there can do whatever the fuck they want, dude. I think it's like play on.
I don't know how much I'd need to get paid
to shit on someone.
That you'd need to be paid?
Yeah.
I wouldn't need to be paid that much. Dude, if I'm doing...
How much is not much?
Well, if I'm doing...
To shit on a shake.
Dude, if a shake...
How much to shit on a shake?
Well, not a shit above a shake.
You know what I mean.
I mean, what's the going rate? What are they prepared to pay?
I think some of them get like fucking like 250,000, I think it was saying.
I reckon I would shit on a shake for 50 grand. Why wouldn't you?
Because, are you comfortable walking around knowing you shit on a shake for 50 grand? You know what I mean? Like, I understand what you're saying, but that's still in your mind.
You've still got memories.
It's still, the memories aren't erased.
Yeah, look,
it's still part of your identity.
Yeah, it's part of who I am, and I'm going to have that conversation with my children at some point.
Well, I wouldn't be having it with your kids.
No. I mean, listen, 50 grand, it would depend the setting, but... I don't know how much the setting's going to make a difference. I mean, I just need to, you know, feel comfortable.
If you already need to
like
go
what, you go in and shake hands?
No. I just want to be able to walk in, know that I don't need to meet the shake, he doesn't need to meet me, and I just got to...
Yeah, you don't want to meet the shake.
Just drop a dump on some glass and walk out? Is that it? Is that just a... bing, bang, boom? Or do I need to hang around?
Well, what if someone like came to you as you were entering the bathroom to do a poo anyway, and they were like, well, you could do it in there, or I could pay you $50,000 to do it over here.
In this next room?
Yeah.
I'm probably doing it. I feel like the cash up front.
Yeah.
Cash up front, $50,000, if it's just next door. I tell you what else, I would like to walk into the room and the glass be the floor. I don't want to have to go into some weird thing
and get up onto a plate.
Suspended like I'm a stripper.
Well, like, but like, so the reality is that you probably walk in, there's a shake laying on the ground, you get up onto the platform.
Yeah, that's what I don't want.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably what it is.
Well, I don't know if it is. Who knows?
Well, no, I don't know.
It's a weird, and listen, I don't want to.
In the scenario I'm creating for you.
Yeah, well, okay. I also don't want to, you know, I know that not all shakes into this sort of gear.
We're talking about the shakes that were mentioned in the article, yes, that like glass bottom boats.
Yes. So to you guys, $50,000, but I do have some non-negotiables,
caveats,
and that is I don't want to be up on a stage.
That's I don't want people clapping.
I want cash up front. I'd like more than 50 if you can
look,
rustle it up.
Look, if there's 200 floating around, I'm yours.
What about would we go as package deal for 200?
I think we'd get more as a package deal.
I think we would as well. I'm just saying, what's our base?
I'd need to get paid more than $50,000 to fucking to you.
Well, I'm hoping that we could maybe just go one after the other as opposed to a duo.
Well, I thought it was like we hold, you know, when you...
Oh, like hold it, like lean back. What do you do there as well? Because you're obviously going to wee-wee at the same time.
Not always. Well...
You always, always, always. No human has shit without weeing, I don't think.
I don't know. Maybe there's like a little fucking ice cream container that you aim into. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Or do you just piss all over the place?
You probably do. And it's just dripping off the sides. Bring your Wish Wellingtons.
Butt-ass naked in Wellington.
That's an image.
It's an image.
That's an image.
Oh, fuck. That'd be fun.
Oh, shout out to the shakes.
Shout out to the shakes and glass bottom boats. That's brilliant. Something to think about anyway.
Something to think about.
Have you seen on Instagram Tomek and fucking Kyrgios going at each other?
No.
Get that up, Dave. So I think Kyrgios was asked a question about Tomek. I don't know. There's some Daily Mail article, I think, that prompted it.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Bernie's stories first, and then that will set the scene because he has a screenshot of the article, and then he responds, and then Kyrgios comes back and bags the fuck out of him.
Oh, he's on private.
Who is?
Tomek.
Are you on the Hello Sport Instagram or are you on yours?
I'm on the Herald Instagram.
Ah, where you fucking DM Christian Welsh.
Where you read my DMs.
Yeah, bruh. Fucking oath.
I was fishing for like an invite into
the
change.
Yeah, I knew.
It was very obvious, dude. It was really obvious what you were trying to do, bruh.
We saw that. Because I saw a message from like a... Because I get notifications for the Herald and it popped up with Christian Welsh. I'm like, what the fuck's he messaging us for? And then I'm like, oh, it's in the Herald and it's Dave like going, hey, going to be down at the game. Do the players still come out of the fucking thing? And he's like, yeah, they do. Yeah, bruh. That was funny. Okay, so the Herald, you got to follow him, obviously. That's fucking annoying. Well, why don't I just show you?
You just show me, buddy.
And then we can, where is it? So just look. So here, the story, the Daily Mail article is tennis bad boy Nick Kyrgios drops huge bombshell about his romance with Costine Hatzi. It's his misso, obviously.
Yep.
And gives Bernard Tomek a massive serve. Get up the Daily Mail article, Dave. So then Bernard has shared the article.
Yep.
And going, seriously? And then I'll just maybe play this into the mic so you can just hear it as well, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, he shares the next bit of the article. When a fan posted Bernard says he's better than you, the Canberra-born Aussie doubles, the Canberra-born Aussie Open doubles champ didn't mince his words. Better in what way? Kyrgios says. I've got a higher career high, more money, more wins, and give back whenever I can. It's time for BT just to quiet down. He ain't even playing anymore. I got years left.
Look, the only logical explanation is that I'm his idol. He's always been in my shadows growing up. That's why anytime someone mentions my name to him, he gets under his skin. He knows he can't rewrite history as well. The records I set when I was, 16, 17, 18, 19, youngest slam quarterfinalist at Wimbledon, the biggest tournament in the world, youngest person to win a match at the Australian Open at 16. I think I was the youngest Davis Cup player in history in Australia, and a couple other things in juniors. I think I was the youngest person to win a slam as well in juniors at 15. So he knows he can't change that, he can't rewrite that, and he would love to shut me up if he could. He knows he can't. He knows my style dominates his, and he knows he will lose.
Then he says, my manager told me to stop retaliating. Do you think I should? I just was like, absolutely not. You should keep going.
Dude, I would love for them to play. Hopefully there is a tournament like... But the problem is Bernhard Tomic's so shit now. He's on like all the qualifying tours and shit.
Well,
so I don't see a world in which they can play.
That's why then if you go to King Kyrgios, if I can find that, I believe he's responded over there with 2 million followers.
Has he got 2 million followers?
Yeah, dude.
Fucking hell, bruh. He's big.
Yeah, he is.
He's massive. What's Bernie got? Fucking 30,000 or something.
Can we find, Dave, where Kyrgios has responded? Because I can't find it here.
Yeah, so Kyrgios, I think he's responded on his stories, which might be gone.
Yeah, he's taken them down.
So he said, this is from the article. Actually, I can put this up on the screen. So Kyrgios took to Instagram to share some thoughts of his own. He said, haha, Tomic, let's not forget the time I paid for your flight home from Shanghai because you had no money. Ha 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 ha, rewrite history. You are the most hated, in capital letters, athlete in Australia. You are right. No one can take over that. And then he posted a screenshot of Tomic's recent results saying, Bernard, I didn't realize it was this bad. I low-key feel bad now. Hit me up if you need me to help you remember how to play. Jesus.
Oh, go down. We've already read that. Go to his results. What was his
Dave,
result?
Dave, slow down. Up.
So he lost.
So look, lost to 374
in the world.
Go down. He
lost to 453rd in the world. So I think that's what he's implying. Is it like, mate, you're getting pumped by guys that are well outside the top 100.
Does he have a foundation? What is he saying here?
So he,
I got compared with Bernard Tomic today and I never felt more insulted. Does he have a foundation, like the Nick Kyrgios Foundation? Does he have the accomplishments? Did he raise money for the bushfires? It's disgusting, man. Do your research. Do your own research. Dior, hoodie's still on sale. Also, I ain't fucking with anyone who does OnlyFans. Oh, and by accomplishments, I beat the big four. It's not a bad accomplishment, is it? In December, Tomic said he was better than Kyrgios. I'm probably...
Mate, at the end of the day, Bernhard Tomic was... He's right. He was the youngest quarterfinalist at Wimbledon, I think, in history. But that doesn't fucking mean anything, dude.
Doesn't.
Because you started being a lazy piece of shit who didn't fucking try and you had tantrums and then you went and did OnlyFans, did like softcore porn...
Well, now it was actually washed, not. It was the worst fucking OnlyFans of all time.
And now you wash... Well, like, there was other footage of him getting...
I don't know if that was him.
I think it was.
I think I'd know Bernie's hog if I'd seen it. It was someone else's.
We've been over this before. Yeah. So, mate, you're all, like... And Kyrgios. Kyrgios has done more. Kyrgios has done more, but
I feel bad for Tomic. When Tomic went on the... was it the fucking Celebrities in the Jungle?
Didn't he leave straight away?
Yeah, dude. But at some point, he opened up to someone about his childhood, and it made me feel so fucking sorry for him. And it's kind of coloured the way I view everything he does now, in the sense of going like, yeah, he's a fucking idiot. But his family life and his upbringing was so dysfunctional, and his parent, like his old man was a fucking psycho, and like he didn't have a childhood, that I just think you need to cut people like that slack. I'm not saying that I'm like, I love him. I kind of do love him though because it's fucking great content and he's funny, but like in terms of like judging him for the way he's behaving, I'm like, you just have no chance when you're a child and you're raised the way that you are. Like, you just don't have a chance really of being a fucking normal person. And that's why Kyrgios is a fucking weirdo as well, right? Like, they're all child athletes just driven, pounded into the earth to just hit fucking tennis balls.
Where tennis is one of those sports as well where you literally need to be pounded into the earth.
Then again, you've seen
all of them hit, all of them, a lot of them. Yeah, but she was a child star. She's great.
I just mean, she had a good upbringing, it seems, as well. Like, she's a good, seems to be a good
person.
But
all of these people, like, she's also retired at fucking 25 or something. You know what I mean? She goes, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
Because you've been playing for such a long time by that point already. Yeah. Hitting, like, millions of balls a year when they're 12, 13, 14. Andy Murray and Djokovic, they're mates because they got sent away to some fucking tennis camp in Spain when they were, like, 11.
Yeah.
To live and train and shit. It's pretty hectic. Very hectic.
So they're friends, Andy Murray.
Well, I don't think they are now. Mates. Well, they might not be now.
Because like Kyrgios and Murray are friends, and Kyrgios hates Djokovic.
I don't think that means anything. What does that mean?
I don't know. It doesn't mean anything, you're right, but it doesn't mean nothing.
I don't think it means anything.
Oh, I think it means something.
Why?
Because I'm pretty sure I've heard both of them criticise Djokovic.
Maybe. They grew up as mates. They might not be mates now. That's also plausible. People fall out, Tom.
They do, sadly.
Sadly, it is sad.
It is sad.
That is a sad reality, but it is a reality nonetheless.
Anyway, shout out to Bernie and to the King for keeping tennis trucking along.
We're all alive in our hearts and our souls.
Also, our boy Cody Simpson, the number one swimmer in the country, qualified for the Com Games. That video was heartwarming.
Did we talk about that the other day?
No, we just spoke about, I think, the brouhaha. Or did we talk about the Com Games? We might have talked about the Com Games. Who fucking knows?
Congratulations to Cody.
Well done, he
He's
made it.
He's got the big lift. He's made it. It's incredible stuff. It is impressive. It's fucking impressive that he's been able to do that.
I was reading an article and only a snippet of it because I lost interest midway through, but about how the feat that he has done, and I think Grant Hackett was being quoted in it. It's like, dude, most swimmers, and the perception in swimming is that you retire when you're like 22. Like, you know, you have this, you like your teen years and then your early adult years, and then you're kind of washed up by your mid-20s. And it's like, he's like,
well, Liesl Jones was, she's won silver at 15.
Gold at 15?
I think she won silver at Sydney when she was 15.
Thorpe was fucking young as shit.
She's 17.
Well.
I'm pretty sure.
No, he was 14 or 15. He was young as fuck, wasn't he?
Nah, not at Sydney.
Not at Sydney. Okay.
I think he was 17.
Anyway.
17's still fucking
That's fucking young. But basically,
she won a silver at Sydney.
15, yeah.
They were just saying what Cody's done is pretty fucking, is not pretty, it's incredible. Like, he's an outlier freak, basically. In that he's been able to go away and chase fucking music and entertainment and shit and come back and then be a top 10 swimmer in the country inside of like fucking 2 years.
That's pretty fucking wild.
It's insane. It's actually insane.
That's unbelievable. I wonder if he was swimming over there.
At the age, he's 24.
Do you think was he swimming over there or not?
Bro, he wasn't fucking
training. No, he's 25.
Yeah.
Well, he's not that young.
No, he's not. Well, in swimming years, he's a granddad.
Yeah, dude, he's old as fucking swimming years.
Anyway, whatever. On new sets, about even new set, it's now in the studio. We might have copped one of the great ass poundings of all time by some salty dribblers about the new set. Now, we are, I would remind the dribblers, whilst they were, I mean, and we might even get Dave to read some of the comments because they were funny. But so we did it on a green screen. Just need everyone to relax a little bit here. We're trying fucking... As you can see here, this set that we're on now isn't finished. We're still trying things out. We're still working things out. The green screen, we like the idea of the green screen, potentially. What you would know is that behind that green screen is one of the largest fucking structures of all time, man-made, which is just basically two walls. Which we're also toying with the idea of fucking off the green screen if it doesn't work, but we're trying the green screen because of the element that it allows you to add in the background, obviously, as a green screen works.
But like, don't get your knickers in a knot.
Don't get your knickers in a knot.
If it doesn't work, we've got a set ready to go. So just
calm down.
Calm your fucking farms, dude.
Down.
But these things take time. Tom and I like to mull We're mullers by trade,
yep,
and we will mull on things until they feel right. We try things here, we try things there, and eventually they fall into place as this set's falling into place.
As
slowly
this whole
surely.
Studio falls into place.
We've got ideas to pad this out nicely. I think you're going to be really aroused by it. Mm. We certainly are. But we must mull, Tom and
I. You've got to mull. Try it, because the problem is, and I think the thing that we found is that you can spend too much time trying to get it perfect the first time. So initially, with this set, for example, it was like, let's not fucking do anything until it's completely done and ready, and then just like drop nuts and go, here's the new set. And then we're like, you know what? After a while, and we're just sitting here on a grey couch in front of a grey wall, we're like, we just got to start doing it. And you can see the slow progression until the set is the set. And that was much the same with About Even. We needed to get out of Kempe's studio. Not needed to, but we were in here and we had everything set up
to go. We felt obligated.
We felt, you know, like he'd been there for a long time. Again, shout out to the great man for housing us. What a legend he is. But so we were like, fuck it, let's just get in there and do it. The background for the green screen was a fucking, yep, let's give this a go. Is it too white? I think you could say it is.
Is it ideal though?
No. No.
But it's a mulling.
It's a mulling.
And it's a slow progression.
But I did love the comments.
Much like the podcast, these things take time, baby.
They do.
You got to get into the trenches and you got to fucking work it out yourself, bruh.
To be honest, the whole fucking idea for the green screen comes from is from Barstool, where they have a show called The Sports Advisors, right? If you pay attention to Barstool Sports. But basically, the beauty of it is that when they're saying something that's funny or just anything, the background can become like another layer to the joke or to the yarn or to the story that just gets added in. And that was the impetus behind giving it a crack. So it's early days. As we're saying, though, if it doesn't work, we fuck it off and we roll. We just keep rolling. But we're calling for calm. Much like the Bra Boys and the Hells Angels did when there was, you know, beef on the beaches.
Yeah.
Throwback to Cronulla riots. It was calling for calm.
Calling for calm.
So we're just calling for calm.
We're calling for calm, bro. Calling for calm.
So that's that. That's that, punters, dribblers. But yeah, some of the comments were fucking good.
Where they were hilarious.
Like, they were like year 10 fucking HSI multimedia project, multimedia.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Don't hate that comment.
I don't hate that comment either. Oh, yeah, for two guys that graduated with fucking degrees in media, this thing looks like a pile of shit. Yep.
Some guy goes, you boys going to give me a weather report on that green screen?
We could.
And we probably will.
And we might.
At some point.
Potentially. There we go.
Who knows? Anything else there, Dave? Any other good ones?
Someone goes, vegan ciggies and faded denim green screens don't mix well.
No.
Real Zoom meeting vibes. Someone said
that's what Steph said. Steph goes, it looks like a fucking Zoom meeting.
Yeah, like year six Photoshop photos on your photo booth photos.
Yeah, like that one. That's good.
Yeah. Green screen 13 plus.
As we put it up, it was funny because as we put it up, put the episode up, and then it was like the live chat. So there's like the comments.
You can't
live
read
chat.
Afterwards for some reason.
I think you can if you go back. I don't know. But the live chat was like, what the fuck is this shit? It's like, and we're going, ooh, this isn't great. They're not loving the fucking green screen.
Oh, Jesus. All part of it, baby.
But the set is coming together. Like, green screen or no green screen, the studio generally coming together, and it's fucking very horny. We will do a reveal once it's all sort of... Once we're happy with just the base level of what needs to happen. There's still a few things we need to kick around, but like...
We're getting there, baby.
We're getting there, all right.
Know that. No, it's coming together.
Oh, it's coming.
Punters and Dribblers, exciting news. If you weren't aware, we will remind you again, live stream tonight from 7:50 p.m. Hello Sport YouTube. Be there or be square. Manly taking on the Melbourne Storm. They will win comfortably. We will win 13 plus, that we know.
Shout out to Kay, who brings us rugby league when we do talk it on the show. It's also, Eddie, Kieran Foran's 250th game of rugby league, so you have him for an anytime try score because that's a narrative bet. You also have George Tafua. In fact, what is right now, as
Tafua
we go
into Foran,
Foran.
Now we're talking.
Just an anytime try. Also, shout out to that dribbler who last night put up in the P's and D's page what he described as a $23 sure thing in the Shep last at Shepparton.
Did it win?
Didn't come anywhere near winning. And that man is now officially dead to me.
But I like people throwing their hat in the ring. I encourage you to have a crack, but know that if it fails, you will be shot.
Yeah. You'll be shot and we'll never talk to you again.
That's all we're saying. Just know that if it fails, you'll be shot.
Okay.
It's not a big deal.
So we go here. Ruben Garrick is paying $4 anytime try scorer. That is fucking insanity.
The Gaz at fullback.
Dude, what the fuck? Dude, Manly anytime tries are through the roof. They just must not rate Manly at all. Well, they don't. Not must not. George Tafu is shortest at 280 for Manly. And then we pair that
Foz? Foz will be $7, won't he?
650. You're getting 15.56 for those two to score. On Neds. Gamble responsibly. But yeah, that's tonight. Foz is 250th. We got Eddie and myself, Sebo about even fame, and my brother Willie Berms, also a diehard Manly fan, will be joining us to sit here. It's going to be more of an about even bent in terms of we're going to be punting, you know. We're going to be punting on this one. Bets will be on the screen. You can follow along. We might even release a little bet card beforehand.
Yeah, I think so. I think we will do a bet card, light up the account.
Mm.
Get into our work.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a good night. I think Manly shocks the world tonight.
Look at the team list there. And, like, I'm being genuine here, Punish Dribbler, so just bear with us. Now, if you just go through the backs, we're starting with the backs. Ruben Garrick better than Nick Meaney at fullback. I think we can agree with that. I would pick George Tafua over Dean Aramaya, but that may be up to you.
I would kind of agree with you there.
Thank you. Morgan Harper and Marion Seve. Dave, what do we think? I think Morgan Harper, I think they're much of a muchness.
Yeah, I think so. But I think based on the fact that Harper's had a lot more game time and experience recently, I'd probably take him.
Harper?
Seve's only like two games in the last year or so.
Olam, obviously, you would take over Cooler, but only, again, like, Cooler is showing a shitload, right? Like, Cooler would be the second best centre in the game tonight. Like, it's Olam the best, and then...
Tonight.
Not in the NRL. Although I'd also go with that. Obviously, you take Coates over Tuipulotu, but again, you're not losing. Tui's good. Now, in the halves, obviously, Munster is one of the number one playmakers in the game. Like, both halves, I think, are as good as each other collectively. Munster's obviously great. Hughes is obviously great. Mm. But Cherry Evans can kick the dick out of it. And, like...
Did you see that stat about Hughes and Munster?
What?
That, like, we're... Basically, we lose far more games when we don't have Munster than
Hughes. Yeah, no, I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't know if Hughes plays tonight.
Yeah, I reckon he doesn't.
I reckon he's out again.
I think he does because
I don't think so. We
haven't really got another replacement on the bench with Harry Grant. There's no Cooper Johns.
Who's your 20th? Who's your 19, 20th?
We also got 18, 19, Tom 20th. Eisenhuth and Jaden Nikarima. So Wishart.
Jaden Nikarima, bang.
Well, it'd be Wishart coming in and Nikarima, but yeah. I think Cooper Johns would be in there if they thought.
Where's
so
he?
Thought.
Like, he hasn't been getting any shots.
Cooper Johns?
Yeah, has he been injured?
He played
against... Did he play last week?
Not last week, but the week before when he got pumped by the Panthers.
And then dropped last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Harry Grant played 7 last week.
Which is not a good sign for Cooper Johns, right? If you're getting Harry Grant paying half. So we got the halves there. I think they're pretty even. Shout out to Evie. Jesse and Josh, I mean, it's hard to go past Jesse. What Jesse has done in the game, the standing, but I think Josh is as good. Current form?
Yeah, Jesse in his heyday was...
Different
Much
story,
better,
but
yeah,
we're talking current
Josh
form.
Josh is a handful, bro.
I think current form, Josh is actually probably better. Lachlan Croker, Brandon Smith. I think Croker... I mean, look, Brandon Smith, you'd have to take. But they play differently. Sipley, Kamakamika. I take Sipley.
I'd take Tui.
Yeah.
That's a scary man.
Ola Kawatu, better than Felice Kafusi.
Correct.
Kenny Bromwich probably has the wood over Andrew Davey. Craig Davey.
And Jake has it over Josh King. So
Jake shits all over Josh
based
King.
Based on those starting 13s, you've got to ask yourself, seriously, who would you rather?
Now, let's go bench
I'd rather
here.
Manly.
The bench was getting me
Dylan
worried.
Walker, Tyron Richard, there's no question. Josh Schuster, Trent.
Is Dylan Walker's father a legend? Didn't think so.
That doesn't make any difference tonight, David.
No, it makes no sense either.
Josh Schuster and Trent.
Loiero?
Is he the one with the great chin?
No, that's Alec McDonald. He's not playing tonight, unfortunately.
Sean Kepi, Chris Lewis, Kepi, obviously, and Kurt DeLuey and Jordan Grant. I think Kurt DeLuey probably has it there.
Mate, I honestly love Manly 13 plus tonight at $19. I think that might be the bet of the year.
This might, like, this, like, again, obviously Melbourne are brilliant at bringing through, like, the next generation, right? And, like, showing us amazing players that either were missed, not noticed, whatever. But this might be the most fucking, like, unrecognizable Melbourne team of all time. That bench is, no disrespect, but for Melbourne, that bench is horse piss.
Yeah, well, coming into the season, our bench should have been and would have been Nelson, Tui, Cheese, and maybe one of these dudes if they wanted to put a Wishart in there or Chris Lewis. And that's a good bench.
And Nelson's out, right?
Yeah, Nelson's out and Welch is out, which is why we're like on our second string.
If we can man up in the middle.
Need to man up.
We need to man up in the middle,
dude. We need to man up and get through the fucking tough stuff, dude. That's what we need.
So is Marty Tapau out as well? Who are our front rowers? Go back.
Sipley and Aloye.
Yeah, Marty's out. You know what? I don't mind Marty being out. At the moment.
Don't hate it.
So there's some Marty, I have like an up and down love affair with Marty. I mean, I always love Marty because of what he's, you know, he's a manly man.
He's a manly man.
But I'm interested to see how we go with a Sipley and Aloye rotation. But I think Manly win 13 plus.
Manly will win and win well. We know that.
So that's 7:50 live stream, Hello Sport. That's it, buddy. YouTube in Hello Sport Studios.
That's it.
Is there anything else going on in the world, guys, that we've missed?
There was Jared Croker's injury.
Oh, yeah. What did he do?
So according to the NRL physio.
Shout out to the NRL physio.
So Croker's had a bit of a bung shoulder for a few weeks. And according to the NRL physio, he re-injured it, re-dislocated it while he was reaching for the TV remote at home.
How the fuck does that happen?
How does that happen? That seems odd. That seems odd.
He said in the post, NRL physio said, may sound unbelievable, but many with recurrent shoulder instability can probably relate. Actually, to be fair, I had a mate who needed like shoulder surgery and because his shoulder was like pretty cooked for the year on, like for the year before that. Mm. And there was one night where we were just like we were just chilling or something, like doing absolutely nothing. And he just goes, oh fuck, my shoulder just popped out.
I mean, like, it's happened to Jarchi Boy a bunch.
Gus Walker's fucking shoulder used to come out a lot. I don't know if it still does. But Jarch's used to pop out at the fucking side of a strong breeze.
Yeah, but Jarch's was like not strong breeze. His was like trying to crack a whip. And
nah,
shit
he's
like
just
that.
Well, their dog jumped on his shoulder that and it came out. Then he did a whip and it came out. I think it's come out like three times. He's been in and out of hospital with that fucking bung shoulder.
Mate, it's almost
he needs
like
to get surgery on the.
But
fucking
it's almost like, you know, a time of the year where it's like, you know, it's the changing of the seasons when you see a video of Jarch in the fucking emergency late at night. Oh, I think spring's here. Jarch has dislocated his shoulder again and he's in emergency at fucking 4 a.m.
Mm. Yeah.
So I get it, but like, if he was looking to come back this week and then he dislocates it getting a remote.
Poor bastard.
Good for you. Tip the Raiders.
Nah, we'll be right. We'll be fine. The Raiders will be good.
We'll be right. I don't think you say we'll be right, Eddie. You know what I mean.
Don't
you fucking dare. I do know what you mean. Shout out to Jared Croker. That sucks. I like Jared Croker. But it seems like the end is nigh, potentially, or at least
I feel like he's been playing. I feel like he's been playing fucking rugby league since the dawn of time.
Dude, he's still probably, what, 30?
He's not very old. He's played a fuckload of games already. How close is he to 300?
So he is 32 or turning 32 this year. He's currently 31. He has played 292 games.
Oh, come on, dude.
Come on.
Get to
it. Are they all at Canberra?
Yeah.
Dude, get there.
If not for like injury in his form, like if he had been playing this season and last season, I reckon he would have been the most capped player ever by then.
No, I agree with that.
He definitely could have gone close, but he would have very much almost broken the point scoring record.
Yeah, yeah.
Because where is he? Is he number two on that now?
He's 2,244. I'll see where that lines up.
I think he's in the top two or three, which is crazy.
Yeah, he's third. So Smith, El Mazri, Jared Croker. And Croker's less than 200 points from El Mazri.
Wow. He's a fucking... He's a stayer, dude.
Yeah, he is. It's interesting, though, when you think about, like, so Smith took, like, 400 games to get the point scoring record. Not to get it, but, like, it's 400 games worth of point scoring.
Mm.
El Mazri would have done it in 300-something games.
317.
And then Croker could have done that in even less games. I'm just trying to work out, like, as a percentage of games played,
also
who's scoring the most.
Imagine if the Raiders were good.
Well, that too.
Average points per game, Tom.
Yes. Average points per PPG. Anyway, I don't think we've missed anything else.
I don't think so.
I think it's pretty much a fucking Thursday wrap for you. Live stream, 7:50, Dior hoodies, still on sale at hellosport.shop. Anything else?
That's it.
Got the Cambosis potty dropping Sunday night.
Oh, get wet for that,
get
baby.
Get wet for that. That's
Cambosis potty Sunday night. Oh, baby.
He fights June 5th for the undisputed lightweight world title belts, or all of them. June 5th, main event, available via KO. Make smart decisions. Make smart decisions. Available via KO. See you Monday. Bye-bye. Actually, see you tonight. See you tonight.
See you tonight.
Or if you listen to it Friday, then it's obviously Monday. Bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.